This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Two missing teens traced in separate cases. Eden Lodge Primary reopens after a strong order forced its closure yesterday. Barbados joins the rest of the world in recognizing United Nations Day, and millions of dollars worth of drugs seized in the Caribbean Sea. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Fifteen-year-old missing boy Cheston Collis of Diamond Valley, St. Philip, has been traced and is safe. This was disclosed in a statement from Acting Communications and Public Affairs Officer of the Barbados Police Service, Sergeant Liesl Gabriel. Cheston was reported missing on Monday and was found last evening. Cheston's parent and guardian, in some media reports over the last few days, pleaded for the young man to return home. Starcom Network News understands that once found, he was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital for medical attention. Meantime, missing girl 17-year-old Princess Shakaya Peters of No. 3 Whitehall St. Michael has also been traced. The police service confirmed that Princess Shakaya is also safe. The Eden Lodge Primary School will reopen today. Word of this came from the Ministry of Education. The school was forced to close yesterday due to what was described as a strong chemical oily smell and complaints of itchy skin and burning eyes. The ministry in a statement explained that after the early closure, health officials carried out investigations into the strong smell but determined the source of the odor was not on the school's premises. The education ministry, however, advised that it will continue to monitor the situation. President of the East Caribbean Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Pastor Anthony Hall, is concerned about the violent crimes in Barbados. Pastor Hall said the church has been actively engaging young men and urging them to turn away from violence and gun use. He was speaking during a news briefing to launch the Homes of Hope and Healing evangelistic campaign.
A spate of violent crimes involving the use of offensive weapons, guns, and knives. And there seems to be this rage and anger. We have noted this at the time when it was at its peak. We did not rush in to make a statement at that time. We know that the solutions that should follow for that are long-term solutions to help us in this society to combat the violence that is going on. So with that, we've been on the blocks talking to young men, trying to get them to put away the guns, stay away from the violence. We've been conducting workshops and seminars on conflict resolution, on parenting skills. We've been looking holistically at family. Members are given the skills that they need to have. We think that that will inure to the whole idea of spreading into the society and the community at large and providing a more peaceful society.
President of the East Caribbean Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Pastor Anthony Hall. United Nations Resident Coordinator for Barbados and the East Caribbean, Simon Springett, has emphasized the need for a collective approach to addressing the numerous challenges facing the region, including climate change. In his United Nations Day address, Mr. Springett said that the United Nations remains committed to working alongside the regional governments through its various agencies to improve livelihoods of citizens, as he stressed the need to leave no one behind.
The world and the Eastern Caribbean are facing a multitude of interrelated challenges: climate change, pollution, and biodiversity loss, coupled with issues of access for financing for development. We all feel the enormity of responsibility to support no one behind. The United Nations across the Eastern Caribbean is bigger than the sum of its parts. 23 United Nations agencies, funds, and programs are working hand in hand with all governments in the region to deliver joint results against government priorities in support of people, families, and communities.
United Nations Resident Coordinator for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Simon Springett. Meantime, Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantelle Monroe-Knight, reveals a startling global report about the impact climate change will have on the livelihoods of people. Describing it as an existential threat during her remarks at the discussion on climate reparations at the Marriott Hotel, Senator Monroe-Knight quoted from a World Health Organization report, which stated that the world will see over a quarter of a million climate-related deaths annually by 2050.
The sixth assessment report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change acknowledges that the threatful impact of climate change due to changing weather patterns, heightened heats, whether it is in floods, and all of the other impacts of climate change, again, that we think of in relation to the environment, are also threatening our health systems. In fact, WHO predicts that from 2030 to 2050, we will see an additional 250,000 climate-related health deaths across the world. 250,000 per year climate-related health deaths.
As global leaders are set to meet next month to come up with a new deal on climate financing, she says the authorities are yet to agree on compensation for countries affected by the impact of climate change.
I've just come back, I think it's a week and a half ago, so long, from what is called a pre-COP. So next month, from the 11th to about the 23rd, global attention will be in Azerbaijan as countries negotiate another set of climate deals that we very call under that framework of COP, which is just a convention of parties around the climate change, the climate crisis. And one of the biggest discussions upon which there is yet to be any agreement is around that question of who pays for, one, the historical damage, two, the current impact of the climate crisis, and I would dare say as well of the fundamental development impacts of small and developing states.
Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantelle Munro Knight. The Barbados Muslim Association yesterday donated one water cooler to the St. Albans Primary School in Western St. James. The contribution was made during a school nutrition tour hosted by the Childhood Obesity Prevention Program of the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Barbados. Speaking during the presentation, Member of Parliament for St. James North, Edmund Hinkson, encouraged the students to drink more water, highlighting its importance.
Too many of our children, even our children, not even to mention those who are adults, are overweight and obese. I believe the latest figure was that 3 out of every 10 children in our country is overweight. And that's not good because it can lead to diabetes, which we black people are prone to have anyway. And it can lead to hypertension, high blood pressure. So water prevents that to a large degree. So water is for your health.
Member of Parliament for St. James North, Edmund Hinkson. The United States Coast Guard has offloaded 664 pounds of cocaine with an estimated wholesale value of $3.5 million seized in the Caribbean Sea. In addition, the crew of the Coast Guard cutter Joseph Napier transferred custody of 6 smugglers to U.S. Coast Guard Investigative Service and FBI special agents in Puerto Rico. The U.S. Coast Guard said the interdiction is the result of multi-agency efforts in support of the Caribbean Corridor Strike Force and that the smugglers face federal prosecution on criminal charges. The charges include conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute a controlled substance aboard a vessel subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. Recapping the headlines. 2 missing teens traced in separate cases. Eden Lodge Primary reopens after a strong order forced its closure yesterday. Barbados joins the rest of the world in recognizing United Nations Day and millions of dollars worth of drugs seized in the Caribbean Sea. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.